morning, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in on this beautiful Saturday morning in Colorado. And I want to thank you all for listening to Republic Broadcasting Network and reading American Free Press newspaper, which is very vital to the story on the about the vicious murderous attack on our great ship USS Liberty 49 years ago, gone already. The 8th was the anniversary. And right 49 years ago today, we were in Malta getting repairs to make the ship look like brand new and bring it home. For what reason? Is to cover up the severe damage and the controversy it would have wrong if we'd have brought that ship back home, just like I wanted to and the rest of the crew did, battle damaged. Believe me, there was a lot of battle damage. You've heard me say this before, but it was a vicious, murderous, deceitful, hateful attack by a so-called ally, the Zionist State of Israel, June 8, 1967. A day not to be forgotten just because it was an American ship, but the men that perished that day, 34 men, young men, lost their lives at the hands of the murderers, the Zionists in Israel. And they've been covering it up for so many years, it is unbelievable. And what we're getting out of it is nothing but lies from the United States of America and also from the Zionist State of Israel. They knew exactly who they were attacking. They were attacking an American flagship. They knew exactly what our name was, USS Liberty. They identified it as many, many hours before we were attacked at 2 o'clock a.m. In the eastern Mediterranean. We were in international waters at all times, doing exactly what our government told us to do. Picking up signals out of the sky, which was perfectly legal with this very, very vast array of antennae and a moon-bouncing dish. It had everything on it. It was one of the most, or not the most, a very sophisticated ship listening platform in the world. I mean, we could literally get things out anywhere we wanted to. And we could bounce signals off the moon and get them back to NASA within seconds. And that was back in 1967. And you can imagine what it's like now, the technology they have. Not only us, but the Russians, the Chinese, everybody's got it. I mean, you get amateur hackers getting into Hillary Clinton's email. That's how easy it was. Secret email, top secret email she had on a private server, which is not to be taken very lightly, folks. It's your freedom in the balance, and the freedom of America. That's why I do this show, is for the freedom of America. Because I love my country, but I despise my leaders. And they're all the same, nothing's changed. They all know the story about the USS Liberty. But they continue to hide it. And they've done it for so many years, it's unbelievable. 49 years, folks. They've been hiding the truth from the American government. I mean, excuse me, the American people. And the government covers up. They still have, and they always will. But we're going to try to change that, folks, with a new book that's coming out. That will be out in the next week or so. Just finishing up on it now. And I can't wait till it is done. We're also starting on a film that Dave Gahari is going to talk about in just a little bit. He's our special guest today on Your Voice Counts. A very bright young man, a very smart man. And a man that is relentless for the truth. In fact, he was in Maricopa, Arizona, with the Liberty crew, Larry Thorne, Ron Kukul, Dulio Dumore, Don Pagler, and myself. In fact, on the front page of American Free Press newspaper is a picture of George Sokol, who was on the USS America that came to our aid 18 hours after the attack. Ron Kukul is in the center, right in the center of the podium. And on his right side is Mr. Larry Thorne, a great guy, lives down in Old Mexico, and just a real supporter of the USS Liberty. And I enjoyed seeing all those guys out there and talking to them and giving a great ceremony for the men that died that day. We rang the bell 34 times, or Don Pagler did, and Ron and Larry read the names off. So there was 34 bells rung. And of course, we remember the shipmates that have since passed that day from their wounds or other methods, car wrecks, old age, suicide, you name it. It's all wrapped up in there. And this Liberty story has affected all of our lives and our families' lives, and it will forever. That's why the truth matters. We want the truth to come out. It's got to come out. That's why this film is so important. Now, I want to bring up what happened several weeks ago when Ron Kukul was hosting Your Voice Counts for me, which I certainly appreciated him doing that. But there was a little problem, and his guest, Michael Peled, was offended by a commercial that was ran on RBN. Now, we don't beg anybody to come on this radio show. They can research RBN. They can do anything they want to. But apparently he was offended by one of the commercials, and you know, that's just that's too bad. John Stadtmiller can have anybody he wants to advertise on his radio program, all of them, on Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. Because you can't handle the truth. That's a key word, folks, or words. And he was upset with the commercial and let it be made public on air, which I thought was offensive, not only to Your Voice Counts and RBM, but the persons that sponsored this radio broadcast. And I was certainly offended, no doubt, and I've gotten a lot of feedback from it. You know, this could have been handled in a little different way. He could have talked to Ron off air or whatever. But to run down the very people that is giving him a voice to talk about the USS Liberty is uncalled for, and it's not going to happen on Your Voice Counts, I guarantee you that. I'm very proud to be part of the RBN family. I'm very proud of John Stadtmiller and what he's done over the years to afford me the time to get the real truth out about the USS Liberty, not lies and distortions that you hear in the mainstream media. It was a mistaken identity is what it was. Yeah, that's what they say. But my main gripe is that, folks, if you don't like the sponsors, don't listen to the radio show. If you don't like Your Voice Counts, tune me out. You know, I'm here to tell the truth, and we got a $10,000 reward from the Liberty Veterans Association if you can prove us to be liars. So we're not. Again, I thank John Stadtmiller for all the years he's given me on air. I want to thank Sam, our board operator. Excellent, excellent man. Does a fine job producing this show in Texas and taking care of the radio show during the 2 hours we're on air. Also, I want to thank Kat Faber, our producer in Minnesota, and her family and her husband for giving her the support she needs to continue on with, you know, Your Voice Counts and getting fine guests on this radio show. We've had many, many, from senators, congressmen, to ambassadors, to CIA, FBI, national security people, you name it, we've had it on this show, including many, many survivors that have been guests on Your Voice Counts on RBN. I want to thank all of them for voicing their support for the USS Liberty and never letting it die. It is a it's a great honor to host this show, and there's just too many people to thank. But you all know that I thank you out there and on the radio listening to this show or on the internet, however you listen to the RBN. I certainly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I do. I can tell you I do, that's for sure, because it gives me a way to voice my opinion and what happened to me and the rest of the crew that very infamous day, June 8, 1967. 34 men murdered, 134 wounded, 850 cannon rocket holes in the ship, napalm burning us up, over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets in our ship, 40-by-40-foot holes shot in the starboard side, which almost sunk our ship. They fired 5 torpedoes and only one hit us. Thank God. But they weren't done then. Then the torpedo boats would circle the ship and shoot at our firefighters and stretcher bearers. Anything that moved, they would shoot and try to kill them. Because I was one of those persons they were trying to kill. And it was not fun, folks, believe me. You have nothing to fight back with. The United States government recalls a jet aircraft sent off the USS Saratoga to come to our aid. They were recalled not once but twice by Johnson and McNamara's. Two snakes in the grass. Two terrible, terrible men that were going to sacrifice 294 souls so Israel would have a bigger footprint in the Middle East than they're already taken. That was the whole plan, folks, to blame it on Cairo, incinerate Cairo. And there were jet airplanes in the air with nuclear bombs. I don't know if they were Air Force or Navy, but they were called back several minutes before they dropped their load because the word was out. We knew who was attacking us, and the only way we knew is by the torpedo boats who were flying their flags. So, not like the jet aircraft that attacked us. They were unmarked. So, they didn't want us to get the message out who was attacking us. We didn't know who was attacking us. Had a clue. Certainly didn't think it was Israel. But it was, folks. It wasn't this pre-planned attack. I think it was. It took place years and years ago before we left Liberty. Perhaps a year or two before we left port on our great ship, Liberty, in Norfolk, Virginia. So that kind of wraps up the story there. But, Sam, I wonder if you have that piece that Dave Gahari sent you. Could you play that for me, please, Sam? And then when that's ended, we'll bring Dave up.
I don't know if you remember Senator Adlai Stevenson. He was on our radio show a couple of times, and he was there in 1967 in Israel when the attack on the Liberty took place. He talked a lot about the apartheid state that he saw there. I was wondering if you could comment on that, too, after you're finished with your talking about before.
Before I continue, there was an ad for the American Freedom Party that just came up in this break, and I have to say unequivocally that this is absolutely wrong. It is this ad for this racist, white supremacist group should have no place in this show. It is a blatantly racist and unacceptable, completely unacceptable, and I can't just ignore the fact of the statements that they made, even in the ad that came up, the short ad that came up in the break here. So whoever it is that's in charge of getting sponsorship, I think they have to get rid of that. So there should be no room on a show like this with you and I on for the American Freedom Party to speak up. I think I mean, I'm speechless. I'm just in shock just from the stuff they said in the ad. So I think we need to very clearly condemn the party, condemn what they say, condemn the ad, and hopefully you won't have it anymore on the show, whoever it is that's in charge.
I'm sorry to hear that. I wasn't aware of it. busy with other stuff here. I guess I would have to take that up with Phil and see what he would do about that.
Please do, because this is absolutely wrong. Okay. Especially since we're talking about justice, we're talking about freedom, we're talking about, you know, talking about an apartheid regime, which is exactly what the American Freedom Party wants to create here.
Okay, folks, that was it. And Ron said he didn't hear the ad. I take him for his word. But listen, this is free speech, folks. Like I say, if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. And I thought it was very offensive, not only like I said to me personally. I took it very personal, as a lot of people did, and that his rant about that ad or that commercial was uncalled for and disrespectful to the people at RBN and John Stadtmiller, especially, who gives me the great honor of honoring our lost veterans and all veterans on this great radio show. Your voice counts on Republic Broadcasting Network. With that being said, I'd like to bring up my special guest, Mr. Dave Gahari. He's the producer of the film that is coming out. Now, we're working on this feverishly. We finally just got word from the lawyers that we're clear to go. We got everything done that we had to get done. Thank God. It's taken a long time, but we want to make this perfect, bulletproof, where there's no holes in it, and anybody can't destroy us with it. So, Dave, welcome aboard. Your voice counts, and thank you for being my special guest today. It's my honor to have you on air, and thank you for the wonderful article you did in American Free Press, right on the front page of the newspaper. So it's very heartening to have people like you support us, the crew of the Liberty, the men that died that day, and to get the exact truth out. And the research that has gone into this is enormous, because I've been side by side with you on it, and I appreciate it very, very much. So please go ahead, Dave, and take off.
Hey, Phil, thanks for having me on again today. Appreciate it. It's always a great honor to be on your show, to know what happened over 49 years ago, which sadly so few people are aware, which I find out more and more every day just by speaking to veterans. I met a Navy veteran yesterday in Lowe's, and he was actually the same rate as I was, an electrician's mate, and he served on subs. He joined the Navy in 1951 to avoid, I guess, being what they call, I guess, a ground pounder. I think that was in your first book, Phil. You used that term. And so he went in the Navy in 51. He got out in 71. He served aboard a couple of submarines. And obviously, oh, there's the music.
Yes, there comes the music, and that's Cat Favreau's beautiful voice. And there is a 3-second delay day on my end, Dave, so you know that. Folks, support your sponsors on RBN. We'll see you in just a minute. It would be too late
for liberty. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks. Again, welcome back, folks, and I appreciate you hanging in there and listening to the commercials on RBN. And as I said before, you know, we don't try to shove anything down anybody's throat, and you can be sure and be aware of that. I mean, there's a lot of commercials I see on television I don't think that I like very much, but it's their free speech to say they don't like them or they do like them, and whoever wants to advertise can advertise. That's the way I feel about it. It's a matter of the First Amendment. Then we got the Second Amendment. Why would our founders come up with these two things, First and Second? They're trying to take both of them away from us, as Dave very well knows from all the research he's done and all the writing he's done about the First and the Second Amendment. I can tell you that for sure. And by the way, that was George Sokol on the front of the newspaper instead of Don Pagler. Don was there, but he wasn't in that picture. So anyway, Dave, please go ahead. I had to get that off my chest again, but please go ahead with what you were talking about.
Yeah, I'm glad you're bringing it up, because before I get back to talking about this old veteran I met, old relatively, of course, yeah, that was very disturbing, what this person did, for a variety of reasons. The main one being that, yes, freedom of speech, and I know because I have colleagues all around the world, England, Germany, everywhere basically, Australia, and what we have here in the United States is really the top of the line as far as protecting somebody's right to say what they want right now. Don't know if that's going to change, but it's been going on for obviously 1776. Go ahead.
240 years.
There you go.
240 years.
240 years, right. And it's still going strong. So, of course, people do take for granted what we have here. They shouldn't, but I think it's because they just don't realize what other people go through. I mean, you can get arrested. I was just speaking about this to a fellow I was on a show with. You can get arrested in England for making a joke that makes somebody feel bad. So, folks, we got it really good here. And that's why, that's one of the reasons that that so few people really understand, is because they don't understand, like I said, about what other countries are going through, what other people are going through. Of course, they got these laws where in, I think, 17 countries across the world, that if you have a different opinion about a certain historical event that did or did not occur during World War II, you can go to prison for it, just for, you know, voicing your opinion. So when this guy came on air, and of course most people heard it, I think it might make sense, Phil, if we played it again in a little bit for the folks who are just tuning in. When this guy said this, I didn't know, because I was on the show that day, but he had left I think after an hour he had to go, supposedly. But when I heard that he did do it live on the air, I struggled to dig up the archive, which wasn't on John Gadusko's site, unless I missed it. And then I heard it. I couldn't believe it, actually, that he did that, that he had the gumption to do that, to criticize something that really he had no right to criticize, because, like you said, this is America, and we can do what we want. We can say what we want, as long as it doesn't, you know, harm anybody, you know, physically. You know, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me, harm me. We grew up with that here in the United States. But this guy's saying that the utter disrespect that he had, and probably still has, for this ad, which just played. And I listened to it again, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Of course, we all know that if that was an ad for a black political party, that would be great. Everybody would stand up and applaud that, you know, they're taking charge, they're saying what they want to promote their interests. There's that music.
Yes, there's that music. Here we go, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Well, finally, the official flag from Washington sends out a message that the ship moved farther out to sea.
Welcome back, folks, and thank you for hanging on, listening to Your Voice Counts on Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. Dave, I was thinking during the break about free speech, and the Friends of Liberty put up billboards throughout quite a few states. The last one, I believe, was in Pennsylvania. It was up probably 8-10 days, and the ADL said it was hate speech, anti-Semitic, you name it. They called us bigots. Now, they did all the murdering. We didn't murder anybody. All we were trying to do is tell the damn truth. And they call us bigots because we want to get the truth out, have a USS Liberty Remembrance Day every June the 8th. What's so bigoted about that? Nothing that I see. And I need you to comment on that in just a second, but we do have a caller already, Dave, and when they come up, I'd like to get them on the air, and then we'll continue on. If that's okay with you, we're going to bring up Joe from Indiana. Joe, what brings you on Your Voice Counts today?
Hi, how you doing, Phil? And hello to your guest, Dave. I always listen to your program, and actually I missed a little bit, and I just got back into my car, and I heard the tail end of what Dave had said. I just wanted to back him up. I had listened to that program. The person, the guest at that time on your show, his name was, he called himself Miko, and he was supposed to be a, you know, Israeli supporter of USS Liberty, that sort of thing. And, you know, I heard, you know, he went through that, he heard that commercial, and he kept bringing it up again and again, and I don't know how, if Dave had gone over that, about that one commercial, and I thought it was, there was something very, it just really bothered me that he brought it up publicly. He could have brought it up later after the show was over, after his time was up. kept reiterating all this white supremacist group and that sort of thing. And I was laughing, but I'm realizing this guy had no problem, you know, just trying to downgrade an advertiser. And he said, well, I can't be on a station that advocates this sort of thing. And, you know, I've listened to RBN for many years, about 6 years now, and gotten to know people personally. And there's nothing offensive about that commercial whatsoever. And Dave brought up the point. There was no problem if there was a black group or another religious group celebrating something like that, and there would be no issue. But it made me very suspicious about Miko. And, you know, not to get too much into the ethnicity of who he is, but I grew up in that type of neighborhood with them. And there's something, even when they claim to be conservative or helpful, they're really not. They're like fifth columnists. They get in there, pretend to help you, but they're really not. They're more like cul-de-sac type people. You know, they're going to lead you into a certain direction, or in order to elicit their help, you have to change things, and it's basically controlling you. That's how it happens. Oh, I'll help you. I'm going to do all this for you and make all these inroads, but you got to change these things that you do. So that was my take on it, but Dave was spot on. You know, I just wanted to back them up and say that's true. I heard it myself, and because I listen to your program as much as I can. You know, Saturday mornings, you know, I've got to take my kids to the baseball games or whatever happens in the winter, and I'm able to listen to your program pretty much uninterrupted. But I just wanted to say that, Phil, you got a great program. The truth is coming out. I'm telling you, my kids are in grammar. I got kids in grammar school, and my one son brought up the Liberty in his class, and a couple of people had heard about it, and a lot of people were interested. Fortunately, my one son, who's in high school, his history teacher is very open-minded and wanted to know more about it. He had never heard of it, but most of these guys are in their 30s. But I believe you're making some inroads, and people want to listen. And the other thing is, lastly, there's a site, I get their reports, it's called warhistory.com. And right before the anniversary of the USS Liberty, they had this whole thing on, and I may have sent it to you, they had a whole thing on USS Liberty, and it made it look like you guys were the bad guys. Apparently, they claimed the Israelis had sent you signals asking who you were, and you ignored their signals and wouldn't identify yourselves. You had no markings on the ship whatsoever. They couldn't identify, and they were scared that it was some kind of an Egyptian reconnaissance ship out there. So just wanted to let you know, and you can dial it up. It's warhistory.com, and I sent them a very scathing email about what they had published because I've been very upset with them lately. I happen to know a couple of those British guys personally, and I'm a little annoyed at what the direction that they're going in. But I just thought I'd leave you with that, Phil. And Dave, both of you have a great day. You got a great program, Phil. Keep it up.
Well, Joe, thank you. Thank you very much for your comments and bringing up issues that need to be talked about. It's perfectly okay to call a USS Liberty survivor or their supporters bigots and Nazis and Jew haters, and we're not. We're truth tellers. We're trying to get the truth out, for God's sakes. I mean, we've got many, many, many wonderful people out there, a lot of Jewish people that support our cause to get the truth out. In fact, Larry Thorne, a survivor that was in Maricopa with us, he's Jewish, and that's just the way it is, and he accepts that, but he does not accept the fact that the Zionist state of Israel tried to murder him and murder us all. I mean, two-thirds of the ship were either dead or wounded. Think about that, folks. Out of a crew of 294 souls, two-thirds of the ship of the crew was incapacitated. It's just it's hard to believe in this two-hour attack that lasted almost as long as Pearl Harbor. Dave, we have a couple more callers, so hang on, and I want you to get in these conversations, and we're going to get into the movie and the book and so, all the things that are going on. But, Joe, thank you very much for your smart, learned answer, and thank your kids personally from me to spread the word, because the young people need to know the word, the real truth about a lot of things in this country that are bad. We can't sweep them under the rug anymore, folks. We just can't do it. We're going to go down as a nation. We're going down the sinkhole now. Look what happened to 50 people in Florida, Orlando, Florida, that were slaughtered. It's just an uncalled for hatred of Americans of all stripes, folks. So remember that. Fred in Iowa, come on board, and then we got Captain Kamansky. He's the third caller. So, Fred, please come on up, and thank you for joining Your Voice Counts today, and welcome aboard.
Good morning, Phil. Hello?
Good morning, Fred. Yes, Fred, what's on your mind today, Fred? Good morning.
A lot. I want to make some statements, and I want to ask some questions. And I'll start out with this first statement. Your show is important. I believe it's very important. That's my number one point there. The second one, let's test your views and people's views about the First Amendment, free speech. That's the point I want to bring up. The third one is treason. Okay, let's say during the Cold War, and even now, that a Russian trooper was trying to kill an American trooper. Well, to the Russian, the American is a bad person. And to the American, the Russian trooper is a bad person. But I want to ask you a question. First of all, are you familiar with Smedley Butler's book, General Smedley Butler, War is a Racket? Are you familiar with that book?
Fred, unfortunately, I am not, but perhaps Dave is. Dave, yes. Chime in anytime you'd like.
Okay, I'll continue.
Yes, I am very familiar with it, and I actually read it recently. I proofread it, and so I'm intimately familiar with it.
Excellent. Okay, I'll ask you, what do you think is the most evil person? The Russian soldier, and I'm using this as an example, the American soldier, or the traitor, the person or person that commit treason. Which would you think, in your own opinion, is the most evil?
Well, it's a no-brainer. The traitor.
Okay. Of course, I know you're probably very aware of false flags, right?
Right.
Okay, the Liberty Ship was a false flag operation committed by treasonous people, traitors, our government. Okay, what the Israel and the Jews done was an act of war. And it was wrong, because they were supposedly our allies. But who aided and abetted them? Our government, the treasonous government, the traitors of the government. I may add right now, I'm a supporter for our lost constitution, laws, a republic. Not a democracy of mob control. The law, our Constitution. That's what I would give my life for. Now, I'm pushing 80, and I've been a dumbass most of my life. So, therefore, I've guided my children and grandchildren wrong. But I've woke up, and on RBN, which I want to see RBN stay in there and grow strong. But if we do not have free speech on RBN, then what the hell is the good of RBN? It's just like the mass media, a bunch of bullcrap. Now, we should not have, and then the example of alternative media and RBN specifically, infighting with each other. We should be together. That doesn't mean that everybody has to think the same thing and march in a straight line. But if we cannot take controversy and dialogue and information and explanations for a person or a groups of persons' belief and the reasons for it, what the hell will we gain? Not a damn thing. Now, Johnson said himself he wanted to see, and pardon me, that goddamn ship on the bottom. Now, I am not standing up for Israel, the Jews today, because it is not biblical Israel in no shape, form, or style. And I'm a Protestant Christian, which they make a lot of error. But we have got to go to the heart of the problem, get to the bottom line. And I've tried over two years for mine, and I get fought every damn time, and I get limited on airtime. And I am very brief because I know I'm not going to get to talk very long. But to sum it up, Bill, your show is very important. It's very, very important. But let's get all the culprits in there. All of them. Not only the Jews, and I am not glorifying Israel or the Jews of today, because they are not biblical Israel. But let's get all the culprits. Well, that's my spiel. That's my thoughts for today. And I'm done. I'll get off the air unless you would care to ask me some questions.
Well, Fred, first of all, I want to thank you for calling in. And, you say, well, I'm almost 80, or you are 80, and you didn't know a whole lot, but you woke up. And, you know, that's the goal of this radio show, Fred, is to wake people up and let them know the truth, then we can prove it.
Well, I agree with that, Bill, but Bill, here's the thing. And I am not bum-rapping you specifically. I don't mean it this way. But you're old enough. Look in the mirror. Look at your own life. See where you have been bamboozled. And by God, I it's painful to look in that mirror. In other words, to be introspective, to dig in your own soul. And the more I dig the filthy in a Christian point of view, the dirtier I get, the filthier the rag I am. It takes my pride and my ego away. And I realize the fact that I was an ignorant man. Well, you're in my generation. We have been dumbed down, and we've carried it on to the first, the second, the third, and even the fourth generation. So we've got to assess ourselves. And it's not that everybody with the gray hair or the hoary head, as they say in the Bible, has full knowledge and wisdom. But by God, we're losing our wisdom of the past of people that do know. And we talk about our schools and how they are so brainwashed that kids are taught what to think, not how to think. And that's happened to us.
Fred, there comes some music. Thank you for your call, and we got to go on with the show. Thank you for listening and giving us your viewpoints. We'll be back in just a moment, folks.
The walls were coming down. It would be too late for liberty.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back, folks. Thank you very much for hanging on. Thank you, Kat Faber, wonderful producer and songwriter and singer. Beautiful voice. We're going to find a way to get that in the movie, I hope. And we got Captain Kamansky on the line, a great supporter of the USS Liberty and a personal friend and a brave man, a very, very brave man that I admire very much. Now, Captain, I'd like to get you on after the next break, so we'll have a long run. And I don't want to interrupt you. So if you'll just hang on for another 5 or 6 minutes, we'll get you right on the air, Captain. So please bear with me. Dave, Fred in Iowa brought up which we all know is the truth, is the corruption in our government. And how corrupt it was in 1967, and it hasn't changed a bit to this very, very, very moment for just one thing, just covering up the USS Liberty and being part of it. I mean, to lay this toll on Israel's doorstep is wouldn't be fair. because they were in on it together. And how Israel could do that to an American ship and kill those men, innocent human beings on the high seas, doing what our government ordered us to do. Well, they had a backroom deal. Let's face it, we know it. Captain Kamansky knows a lot about the workings of this CIA and the National Security Agency and on and on. He's been doing this for a long time. He's an oral surgeon, and you know how precise those guys are. If they goof up, they hurt you bad. But Dave, what are your comments on our callers and of course this government, the corrupt government that is keeping this drum down? What do you think it would do if the real story got out on film, the real truth about the USS Liberty? And I know you've been working hard on it. You're the producer of the film, and we're getting close to taking donations. Next week we'll be all set up. I know we got the lawyers in line, or the lawyer, and I certainly appreciate her help. And please go ahead, Dave, and take us into the break.
Sure, Phil. Yeah, let me just say that thank you, Joe, from Indiana, for your comments, and Fred. I just want to correct Fred on one thing, that he said that Israel, being the ally of the United States, that's not actually the case. Many people believe that Israel and the United States are allies. Negatory. In order for the United States and Israel, anybody to be an ally, there has to be a mutual defense pact, and there isn't a mutual defense pact. And there's a certain reason why there isn't a mutual defense pact, and when your new book's out, then folks will be able to find out why that is. But there is no mutual defense pact, and the United States and Israel are not allies. So that takes care of that. The next thing, as far as the corruption goes, your question, well, there's the break. I guess we'll get to it before we pick up Captain Kamansky.
Yes, we'll get Captain Kamansky on the other side. Folks, hang in there for a very interesting one more hour of Your Voice Counts.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.